Blog Talk Radio.
Coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face does bitch. I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Pop a new coupe, no top, that's Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody fly. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face does bitch. I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Pop a new coupe, no top, that's Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody fly. Check everybody die. Drop a little check, get active action. Baby face savage gon' pull up blasting. Drop top coming down, sunset smashing. Drop top coming down, sunset smashing. Magic with the rest of made these bitches disappear. Itty bitty bitches in my mansion listen here. Itty bitty bitch, I run the city like the mill. The bitch with the red ponytail in the hell. Riding this beat like a motherfucking snail. Playing with the bands like a bankroll. Pocket full of huncho, hundo. Gotta keep the nine like Rondo. Cop a new condo, pronto. Rolling back woods, no fronto. Fuck no, been headed just 10 shots out the Bronco. You bitch mad, cause she ain't the one though. Coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face does bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, that's Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face does bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, that's Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody. Everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody die. Check everybody die.
Those in the car to get hoes, get naughty at 44. Leave a little hole in that body, yeah, money on. But you got more than that body, yeah, bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Boy, get a body, yeah, we doing it. A body, yeah, them broke hoes, get a boy. Doing it, a body, yeah, the redhead with me. They know a little yachty, yeah, 21 millimeter face. First 48, bust down water. Got a flood, now the roadie fake. Money made, more than make. Lot of hoes, more than take. New car, stolen place. Flashlight, go to state. Nigga tripping, telling me can get it by the shoulder blade. AK, chopping my bitch. We should go on day 30 in a dirty on my hip. Going both ways, I'm enough.
What up, what up, y'all? We here, we back, Gossip and Hip Hop. Was that Bad Barbie, or what up, Bad Bobby? What the hell is her name? Is that the white girl that was just rapping? I don't know, but the song bangs, the little girl bangs. Today's a special day, darling. We have Ruby Royal Entertainment's first lady herself, Kim Cavalli, on the line. Are you there, Kim? Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing.
But what's the tea?
The tea is always boiling hot.
You're boiling hot? Like, as in mad hot, or you're just hot outside?
It's just a little hot today where I am.
Ah. I mean, you are in Cali, so I'm sure it'll cool up by the time the sun drops, because it gets really cold there at night. And
right.
That's the thing I love about Cali. That's one thing I love about Cali. So, I mean, what's the tea? I mean, you're in a whole little, a nice environment of palm trees and, you know, people running out rollerblading and they got these shorts on. And so what does that feel like?
Extra. You know, see all the rollerblading.
You on the West Coast with an East Coast mentality. Are you on the West Coast with an East Coast mentality?
Right. I'm more like the East Coast.
I love Cali, though. I like it. It's different. And
it's a little more bright. I mean, it's a ball. They a little rude down there, you know. The Uber drivers, all that. They a little rude in L.A.
Oh, really? So they be feeling it.
They be feeling it. I'm like, child, I know y'all not feeling it over here. And when I pull up to Taco Bell, y'all got a bulletproof drive-through window.
Don't make me turn it, because I don't really live here, okay?
Right. It's a little ranch over here, and y'all feeling me like that.
So are you getting some Apoya Local while you're there? You getting Apoya Local? Apoya Local. That's a big thing in L.A.
What
is that? Girl.
Girl, look, I'm not a chicken person.
No. Oh, girl. Well, when I was in L.A., mind you, I haven't been there since 2005, but they told me I had to have some Apoya Local. That was, like, the big thing. It's like a half of half a chicken. It's literally just like this seasoned to hell. I mean, it was a bomb, though. It was a bomb. It was like a half chicken. Bitch, I ate the whole fucking half chicken. I ate all the Loco. Mm-mm. But what's really going on with your new music? You're popping right now. You got this new single, Southern Belle. I love it.
Thank you.
Tell us, how did you come up with this record, Southern Belle?
Actually, I came up with this record. I don't know if I bought the beat first or however the order was. I was sitting one day thinking, I was listening to the beat, and I was like, damn, this got like a little nice little I'm a ride and smoke kind of sound to it. So that automatically, that's what I thought in my head. And then I started thinking of being back home in Arkansas, like growing up with the sugar water and all that. And I was like, I'm going to do something kind of outside my box, a little Southern Bellish, you know, touch on those type of things. Like, I'm a South girl. I'm from the South.
Right.
It don't get no more country and Southern than Arkansas.
Yes, honey. So it don't get no more crunchier than Kemka Valley.
It don't, because I'm real country.
Honey, I was raised in the country. I was. When I was a kid, my grandfather lived in the country. But mind you, country is different. It was still Maryland, child. You probably were like, girl, that's not the country. But to me, it was.
It is a little country in Maryland.
It is. It is, especially like coming from being in Baltimore and then like going down to St. Mary's County. It was like two different worlds. But the biggest thing right now is we got to let everybody know, honey, that single, Southern Belle, is in stores now. Make sure you guys buy, stream, buy again, share it, cut and paste, putting it in box.
Even if you listen to the UK, on Deezer, look, you can stream it in the UK too. It's over in France, all that. All the things.
Period. And it's the first, it's Monday. The first. Look. You bitches got money, you bitches got a coin, some of you got to wait to the third. But there's no excuses. Get the single, Southern Belle, Kim Cavalli. It's here, she's here, prepping the EP. And what is the title of your EP that you're working on?
The EP is Think of Fun. I'm really trying to push it. I'm trying to bust it. I really want to have it out by the end of spring. I really wanted to have it out by the beginning of spring, but I've just been doing, like, a lot of things, and I be having a lot of change of hearts when it comes to my music. Like, with the Southern Belle kind of sound, that was a different direction for me. And a lot of the songs that I had already for the EP, once I put the Southern Belle record out, it kind of just was like, ugh, I don't want to use them songs no more. Like, I want it to go more so in this direction, if that makes sense.
I know exactly what you're saying, and I know definitely from experience, but taking time into a project is actually works out in your benefit, because it gives you that time to do exactly what you said, listen to these records, and you'll be like, maybe I could bring that a little better. Maybe you want to re-record this, or maybe, just to be able to, at least, I would say a year of just recording and really feeling everything out, because, of course, a lot of the songs that you're recording don't have to necessarily be on the project. You know, some of the songs you might change your mind if it don't fit the aesthetic of it. But I love it,
and
honey.
See,
the people are ready.
Writing with an ex-girlfriend of mine or whatever. And she was like, why your song got to be about going through something or something you done been through? And I was like, you know what? She kind of lied. Like, why my song got to be real as fuck? Like, why can't I bullshit around a little bit? So doing Southern Belle, even though most of the stuff that I talk about is, you know, things that I live through, of course, mm-hmm. So I really just wanted to kind of rearrange everything. I didn't want others to listen to the records and be like, damn, why everything got to be, you know, you went through the mud, or, you know, like, I just need a couple of tracks to let y'all know and let y'all understand that, and then, bam, let's have some fun. Let's carry a few duffel bags. Let's twerk a little ass or something, you know.
Yeah, what's you,
I
right
need
now?
EP
you...
to be for everybody's ears. I need it to be
right
for the side, the real niggas, like the plants, the divas, the bitches, the hoes. Like, it gotta be for all y'all.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with having a nice variety, you know, of different records and stuff. You know, your club records, your street records, your love records, you know. A nice little soft set, you know, a nice pop.
I'm not promising y'all going to hear a love record from me. That probably ain't never going to happen. That's just not.
You never know. A love record don't have to be about how much in love you are. It could be about how much you've been hurt, or why you don't want to be in love. You know what I mean? It's many different approaches of writing a love record. But women who are the main buyers of music, you always want to put out something that's going to make them feel like, okay, bitch, yes, I was thinking that too, bitch, yes, because that way that nigga did me. You know, you want to be able to reach out to them. So there's always different ways you could pull out a love record. And, you know, it don't have to be all I'm in love, bitch. It could be like, oh, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with niggas. This is why. Okay,
right.
This is a song. The anti love song. Yeah, but we're gonna go here.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was really talking and had my mic muted. I was talking down.
I was like,
but let me do it again. What's the last thing you heard me say? What was the last thing you heard me say?
You said we was gonna do something, and then look, I got this one going. Y'all know me.
It's a mess, honey. Ruby Royal Entertainment has completely took over Streets My Radio. We hear gossip and hip hop. We got Kim Cavalli herself on the line. So we're gonna go ahead, darling, and get into a record. We're gonna go and play Southern Belle. Kim Cavalli. It's in stores now. We hear now. Gossip and hip hop. Let's go.
He's on fire, baby. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. Pink duffel bags full of white bricks. Honey suckers and sugar while the fish. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. Hey, I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. 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 From down south, I'm from South Cheek. Ain't shit changed, I'm a Southern bitch. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. Let me take it back like four flats in a motherfucking Cadillac. Grew up in a small town, I'm a big girl in the city running back. They wanna talk facts, they lay you in jail, hit you with the count racks. Who cares how I get it? All you need to know is that I've been sad sacks. I wasn't born with it. So if I die, fuck the dirt, they gon' bury me in pink with Versace on the tag. Racks are riches if I wanna cop that. The rap bitch, yeah, I'm back. Getting cheap, that's a motherfucking trap. And the guns, they say it's a rap. I got a pretty brown girl that can rap. She know I want it when she's sitting on my lap. She stay fit and I like it like that. Yeah, hoes tryna come for the queen. Bitch, do you know what I mean? Out tryna get it by any fucking means. Everything else falls in between. Cadillac sitting up real mean. Wearing all white, counting all green. You a lame ass bitch, you a op. You see like you know I'm my makeup off. Shit, I'm the life of the party, I go off. Keep my heart, bitch, never been soft. Shit, birds in my bathroom, porn soft. Fuck you, I'm trying, I'm cutting lights off. Derek Rose to the shit, when I ball. Chanel bag, posing with the stars. Chanel bag, posing with the stars. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. 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 Pink duffel bag full of white bricks. Honey suckers and sugar while the fish. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. Hey, I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich. I'm a Southern Belle trying to get rich.
tryna get rich. I'm a southern belle tryna get rich. From down south, fuck the south shit. Can't shit change, I'm a southern bitch. I'm a southern belle tryna get rich. I'm a southern belle tryna get rich. I'm no P.I.D., but it was all a dream. Been a lot of places and a lot of things. Bust my sleep, count a lot of green. These haters all look the same. Switching up my style like I switched the game. These niggas act just like some hoes. So I change my niggas like I change my clothes. Can't vote in the room, I can't be controlled. I'm switching my battery, you can't take my soul. The game is sold, never been told. Said I couldn't do it, but I did it though. I'm sub-zero, bitch, I got the game froze. Niggas get on low, cause my heart cold. Feel so motherfucking icy. Flip in your head, give a brain freeze. How's that your man if you're my main squeeze? Said he ain't seen nothing like me. What he gotta do just to wipe me? Bitches, it's pretty unlikely. Pussy too good, now he wanna fight me. Three things until a bitch start to do. Fuck with my money, fuck with my food. Fuck with my nigga RPU. Now these hoes mad doing what I do. I'm a southern male tryna get rich. 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 Pink duffel bag full of white bread. Southern male sugar while the fish. I'm a southern male tryna get rich. I'm a southern male tryna get rich. Hey, I'm a southern male tryna get rich. I'm a southern male tryna get rich. I'm a southern belle tryna get rich. I'm a southern belle tryna get rich. From down south, fuck the south shit. Ain't shit changed, I'm a southern bitch. I'm a southern belle tryna get rich. I'm a southern belle tryna get rich.
I'm a southern girl tryna get rich. I'm a southern girl trying to get rich. Hey, that's a banger. That's Kim Cavalli.
Honey suckers and sugar water fish.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I love it. That's a banger. Yes, that was Kim Cavalli, darling, Southern Belle. So I don't know if I can ask you, like, who are, like, some of your favorite, I guess, rappers or artists, period, coming up when you was, like, a kid and teenager? Mm-hmm.
And girl, well, first and foremost, it's always gonna be Lil' Kim, the Queen Bee. I got her tatted on my wrist. She been tatted on my wrist. So.
You gotta go away, the way. Yes, ma'am. Yes, mother. Now I go listen to the shit. Yes, ma'am. And Kim got a new album coming out.
You know, we all wanted to be Kim growing up. Nikki did too.
Huh?
Let me stop.
Yes, of course. You know, if that wasn't old Kim, there wouldn't be a whole lot of us. Definitely not a Nikki, because Nikki pretty much put her whole Kim costume on and just ran through 9 years. Like, boom, I'm just me now. But it was okay.
She just ran them up.
She put on that face like the mask when Jim Carrey just threw that on, and he was like, boom.
Of course,
but
I like
hey,
that's another one of my favorites growing up.
Okay.
I like a lot of new school artists. Like, Drake is my favorite. That's my favorite, like, my number one. That's who I want to be like. I want to be like Drake when I grow up.
Like Drake? Yeah.
I want to be like Drake when I grow up.
I mean, he's nice. I mean, the only thing is with you, you write your own music. So that's a big difference.
Why everybody be on my day?
What? That's just a fact. I mean, that's just a true fact, you know. But that's most.
I just don't
Drake.
Believe
it's a, it's
that.
A,
I believe
it's a lot of artists.
Dope. I believe Drake really does.
Sweetheart, that's not like a rumor or a shade. That's like a fact. You can just go look on his credits of his album and see. It's like four songwriters per each song. It's at least 3-4 songwriters on each song. There's songs that, you know, only one writer is on it, but he's not the writer. But hey, that's what happens when you're in this business and you're signed to these major record labels. They have a lot of control of what goes on. And if I was signed to Def Jam or whatever it is, and they say, hey, look, we got these writers coming in. These motherfuckers, they done wrote, you know, for Whitney Houston. They done wrote for, you know, they come in and they make hits. So it's not
and
even
I mean,
really
that's
a
the
much
same
of a...
thing I say about not to take this to a Cardi B type of level. But we all mm-hmm. know that when she first started loving hip hop, she wrote her own music. We all know
yeah.
that. We all know she
but
did
then,
a tour
but
off
you
her
know,
own music.
But you see how it changed once she got signed.
Because
and,
she
know,
got
once...
signed, they mm-hmm. wanted her to have a different sound. They wanted her to talk different. They wanted her to walk different.
Yeah, and that happens with a lot of artists, you know. So it's not no shade when I said that. It's just, it's a big difference
That's, I mean, it's just a big difference between mainstream and underground artists, period. I wouldn't even know what that feels like to, like, do a song with something that somebody else wrote. That would, I don't know. But, you know, it is what it is, darling. So what do you think about, like, hip-hop right now? Because, Bando, you know, you are young, but you did get some of the 90s in you. So what do you think about the new rap, like mumble rapping and...
Mumble rapping is cool
situation.
When I'm in the club and I'm, like, real fucked up and I'm trying to get my life, like, yeah, I can get with the whole mumble rapping thing. But
right.
It's not real. You know, like, it's not some shit that when I'm going through something, I want to hear, like, some in-depth, like, I want to hear some shit that's going to get in my mind, like, it's going to get on the level that I feel. Like, I can always go to J. Cole when I feel something and I have to play whatever and boom. He right there with me. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You don't get that with the Migos and the Lil Uzi Vert, and you don't get that with those artists. Bring back Nas, and look, they don't want me to start camping.
Yeah, that sounds definitely needs to be back, but I don't know. You know, I think hip hop is gonna go on to a whole nother stratosphere. But while it's getting to that stratosphere, we're going to get into this next record, Kim Cavalli, Fishtails. This was a single you put out prior to Southern Belle. So let's get into that. Yeah. Kim Cavalli is in the building. Okay.
About this bitch named Kim. She jumped up off the porch at 16, she ain't break no limbs. Had dreams of being fit, so yeah, she quickly learned to swim. Mermaid gang, we keep it icy, rockin' diamond fins. If you think you cold as me, you better think again. I hold it down for all my bitches like some safety pins. I'm looking fancy like a vet, he wanna take a spin. He like the way I look and why he wanna slap some skin. I 95, my bundles blowing in the wind. These birds could never fuck with me, they never know my plans. I'm moving silent in these streets, they making racket, man. Got my girls with me, bitch, and we making plans. Got my bitches with me, yeah, we doing our thing. We only attend private parties on the fucking plane. 2K18, yep, baby, about to change the game. These hoes fucking for some loud and a pack of games.
I'm gonna crush a hoe. And I get the dough when I hit the pole. South Florida queen, make a hoe know. Is that your nigga, bitch? You better get him, hoe. Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe. And I get the dough when I hit the pole. South Florida queen, make a hoe know. Is that your nigga, bitch? You better get him, hoe.
Only loud dope, that shit help me cope. Meek bundles down my back, I'm warm like a coat. If it's a vacation, catch me on the boat. Always flashy, keep it drippy on these fucking hoes. If it's a problem, little bitch, keep it low. Treading lightly when you see me, my sharks on the coast. Jealous of my bags and my jewelry, ho. Switch up the weave every 2 weeks, keep it bougie, yo. 3 years with my nigga, why you mad, ho? Yours was a package overnight and your marriage a joke. Claiming I'm a bully, we ain't kids, though. Out here claiming that you mother, but you hatin', ho. Why these hoes mad? Why these hoes mad? Cause I'm switching up Giuseppe's just to match the bag. See me in the streets, Miss Chanel swag. Catch me on the pole, Miss Chanel bag.
Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe. And I get the dough when I hit the pole. South Florida queen, make a hoe know. Is that your nigga, bitch? You better get him, hoe. Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe.
Queen, make a hoe.
Yes, darling, that was Fishtails by Kim Cavalli.
Darling, you know, I just heard like the remnants of T.S. Baby Mama at the end. I totally forgot that the hook was different originally. But that's a little vibe. That almost felt like your first song, even though it wasn't.
It actually was a mixture. Like, it was Nikki Andro. It was some of her on the hook. It really was a mixture of their voices in the background with P-Mac.
Was Tila on there? Because it sounded like Tila, too.
I don't know if Tila was in. I don't know, actually. But I know for sure T.S. Baby Mama and Nikki and her girlfriend.
Nikki Andro. Daffy, shout out to the girls. We are.
Shout out to Nikki Andro because she produced that. Her S.I. Fire, they produced that one.
Yes, Nikki Andro, now known as Ricky Andro. You know, Nikki likes to evolve and move with the times. Definitely love Ricky, but would you ready to say something?
No, I'm over here smoking. My throat is dry. Sorry.
So before we end up wrapping everything up, let everybody know like where they can find you at, all your social media handles, and all the things.
You can follow me on Instagram, Kim Queen Elizabeth. That's KimQueenElizabeth, Queen Elizabeth. You can follow me. I can't have my Snapchat. But yeah, you can keep up with me on Facebook. Kim Cavalli fan page is out there. Shout out to my PR, Skylar. She's been doing real great. Penny D, that has set up for me. Shout out to the team. We out here.
You got a Kim Cavalli page on IG too, right? Yeah, you're on IG.
I think I am on IG. Yeah, I just gave y'all the IG.
Yeah, you got to, well, maybe I'm wrong. No, you don't.
I think I'm.
No, you don't.
Y'all let me know.
Yeah, it's only one page, honey.
Y'all,
yeah,
that's
I thought
Spotify.
It was.
I'm gonna be dropping some new music. I actually just linked up with this LA artist, Lyrical Behavior. We actually met through Instagram.
Come on, LA.
So I came.
So we definitely gonna be looking forward to hearing that. And we're gonna bring you back on the EP whenever that.
Wrote my hook for me.
That's when we'll bring you back on so we can roll that on out and you know get all into that. It's just gonna be hot. Getting really excited and looking forward to that. And, you know, honey, 2019 is definitely on. A lot of moves, a lot of things, a lot of grooves. Anything else you want to say to the listeners before we go out?
Y'all keep a lookout for my new single. It's going to be coming out. Well, actually, hold on. Rewind that back. I don't even know if I'm going to release this song as a single. I just feel like I don't want y'all to hear all of my EP before it comes out. Like, damn, y'all ain't even gonna listen to the shit. Y'all be like, we already heard all this shit. So, you know, but it just so happens if I do release Crack, it's definitely gonna have your head knocking.
I can't wait. The title sounds
good. I collaborated with a different producer as far as the beat and everything. Lyrical Behavior actually wrote my hook for me. But don't get it twisted. I ain't no Cardi. So before anybody out there try to play me, I'm definitely not a Cardi. So I just had to let that be known. But, yes, I'm going to give him his shout-out because he did write my hook.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you get beats and the hook is already built into it. So that's, you know, totally different.
Y'all check him out on iTunes and everything. You know, wherever music is, so he out there. I got to give him his little shout out. But the beat is actually produced by Isaac. So, yeah, y'all just look out for that. But still, don't try to play me because I write everything that comes out of my closet.
Period.
And I still say Team Cardi B.
All day.
I like Nikki though. I do.
Yeah, we love Nikki too. You know, you definitely can love. We got love for all the rappers. You know,
but it's
Cardi is that girl right now, though. You know,
Cardi.
That's what it is. You know? So.
But thank you so much for coming on. We love you.
When are we going to get Amira O and Kim Cavalli track going through?
That's what we have to work with. You got to present me with the right beat. I want to bang
it. What's the tune with a two the hard three the hard way? What's up with that?
Girl, we need a twerk record. I want something that's fun and just like make bitches go crazy.
I need
especially going into
that,
the summer.
I just need a piece or two the hard way.
Who knows? We might do a remix because I do got something I'm working on for the end of the next year. But you know, we definitely can look into that.
Two the hard way.
Hey. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. It's Ms. Amira O, Kim Cavalli. We here, Gossip Hip Hop, Street Smart Radio. Until next time, we are so out.
Bye.
Yeah, you better not stop. You got 24 seconds. Can you beat the shutter clock? What you waiting on, little daddy? I ain't got that much time. You seem anxious, you seem adamant, but you ain't pressed my line. Wondering why? No, you ain't shy. I'ma say bye. Better know I won't think twice. Better let go of your pride. Oh yeah. When that nigga pull up on me, tell the nigga back. Don't you know all of these niggas wish that they could bag that? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now. Shot clock.
Don't feed, you gon' miss your opportunity.
Shot clock.
Don't feed, nigga, pick up your feet.
What the fuck you waiting for? Yeah. It's a lot of niggas hating, and I don't entertain them. But damn, you gotta give me more.
I know, and I'm really trying.
If you don't want it like me, I can think about 100 things I could be doing right now. So wasting my time with you. Okay. But you gotta have it your way. I'ma start that clock on you. We gon' see what's up. When a nigga pull up on me, tell a nigga back. Don't you know all of these niggas with the nigga bag? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now. Shot clock.
And that's surely what we are. Flip it round, add VE, and let's see if this goes far. Full of chuckles and cuddles, and sometimes eye puddles. Compose love like we're Mozart.